everybody, it's Brett. Before we get started here, I wanted to let you know that the live video for the performance is out. So right now you are going to get access to the live show. You'll get the audio, but in the video we added some extra bonus stuff that we shot at Staley Road, that we shot at the Confederate Cemetery, at Helltown, and at Beaver Creek. So if you want to see all that stuff, you have to watch the video. Go to Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O dot streetfightradio.com. Once again, that's V-I-M-E-O dot streetfightradio.com. You can watch the trailer, get an idea of what it looks like, and make the decision for yourself. You're always welcome to get the audio for free. Like we've said from the beginning, you're going to be able to hear everything we do for free. But if you want to see it, you're going to have to put a few dollars out there. It does cost money to put these events on. If you're a Patreon subscriber and you are giving us more than $5 a month, check your email or check the Patreon page. There is a coupon to get it absolutely free. If you donate less than $5 per month, also check the Patreon. There is a coupon code to get the show for 60% off. That's only $2. So decide what you want to do. I just wanted to let you know what all is out there. Thank you everybody that's listened to us and made it this, and you know, supported us this long to get us this far. It's a new beginning of this live show. We're going to take it on the road in 2017, but it starts again on November 26, 2016. That's the Saturday after Black Friday. That's when we make Black Friday red. So all month long, we're going to be giving you those shoplifting, flim-flamming, loitering, scamming type stories, and then we're going to culminate it with a show at the end of this month. Same place, Columbus, Ohio, Cafe Kerouac. You can get tickets on the at the Street Fight Radio store. That's store.streetfightradio.com. You can also purchase the bootleg shirt. We're doing that to rip off Warner Brothers, take some money out of their pockets. So feel free to show your support for your favorite anarcho-comedy show by buying one of those shirts. Thank you for making it this far. Enjoy the show. Peace. All right, everybody here?
Hell yeah, I'm here now.
Everybody ready? Yeah. Thank you. So, we've been spending all month long leading up to this moment. We survived. Some of our people are not happy about that. But it was a lot of work. Initially, Brian got up the idea. He wanted to settle this thing once and for all. And you can become an expert in like a month.
Right, yeah. I think the saying is that if you think about something passively for 2 minutes every day for a month, you become an expert.
I did read that Malcolm Gladwell book.
Right, yeah. He came up with it. He gets the credit. That's his thing.
Yeah, so we did it. We decided where we're going to go. We studied everything. And we found out immediately that when it comes to atheists, they all believe in ghosts.
At least half of them, at the very least. We got letters. We asked people to send us letters for, like, to tell us their hauntings, anything that they know about ghosts, anything about the supernatural. Most of them started, I'm an atheist, okay, and I don't believe in God, and I don't believe in ghosts. But my mom, one time, had a ghost run through her house and turn all the water on.
That's someone that doesn't want to call their mom a bullshit liar.
That's true. That's exactly it. So this show is basically dedicated to that person's mom who is a fucking liar.
And all the people that were stuck in their bed with a hulking beast at the end of it. It's called sleep paralysis. Look it up. We all know about it now.
The doctor can fix that. You can take pills for that.
They do believe, though.
Yeah, that all atheists believe, right? Raise your hand if you believe in ghosts out there. Thank you. There's two people. But I'll bet every fucking one of you has a ghost story. Every single person. Oh, I don't believe in them, but there was this one time that a glass fell off the shelf.
I felt a cold breeze.
It was suspicious. It's the air conditioner, guys.
That's the worst thing about ghosts, though, is that they're just obnoxious. I wanted to get rid of them as a nuisance. Not because they're a threat, but because all they do is moan in a field.
Right. Ghosts have like Superman can fly, right? So what he does is he flies around and lifts heavy shit and does whatever he does. Ghosts can fly, but they sit in a field and fucking go, they suck. Fucking ghosts suck. Thank you.
So invisible. They have the power of invisibility and don't go anywhere. They just stay in the same spot.
They're visual. It's like, I can handle a fucking ghost. I've taken a shitload of acid. Like, a weird visual isn't going to fuck with me at all. It's not going to bother me.
And the problem is that there is apparently a lot of ghosts here in the city. North Market is just brimming with them.
And you fucking know you're not going to see a ghost downtown, guys.
Like, too much light pollution.
Yeah. It's like watching a fucking movie with the lights on. It's impossible to see a ghost in an urban area. And any one of you who went ghost hunting in an urban area, you're fucking lazy.
Yeah, you have to go where it's at. We traveled way far out of town.
Oh my God, there were times where I didn't see a freeway for 45 minutes. So.
And one of the ghosts actually ended up dying, doing his job, and is now spending his afterlife still doing his job.
So keep that in mind when you're filling out spreadsheets at work. What if you fucking have a heart attack? One of those brain aneurysms where you just fucking snap and die instantly, and then you're a ghost for the rest of your life in an office typing spreadsheets with F functions and Z scores and shit.
That's why I'm always high on a skateboard eating pizza.
Brett's gonna have the fucking best afterlife.
Oh, I can't wait to be a skeleton. Get rid of this mortal coil so I can fucking rock, man.
Yeah, so that's why I complain all the time, so I can, you know, be a regular ghost.
The other thing about it is that most of these experts in the field are reality TV people.
Yeah, Discovery Channel, Destination America, all those people, ghost adventures, ghost hunters, they make a living searching for ghosts, just like we did for free for an entire month. And most of the time, they really just say, oh, I feel kind of dark, man. I feel like, and then they start yelling at their friend, like saying all the stuff they ever wanted to say to them.
It's reality TV, man. You got to fight or fuck, you know? So they're like going to start screaming at each other, start bringing up all the times they farted in the car on the way over.
How come nobody ever comes when they're finding ghosts?
Doesn't happen, man. It's always a fight. It's always a dark energy, which means I'm really mad that you burned me on that money, that bet. And now I'm going to bring it all out in the middle of this haunted castle.
Stop picking your toenails in the hotel room.
And for me, when it comes to those guys and gals, brave gals.
Mostly guys, though.
They're not going to kill the ghost. You can't kill a ghost on TV. Like, they're not trying to eradicate them. Otherwise, they're out of a job.
Yeah. They don't get violent with the ghost. They most, like I said, they're just passive. They go in there and they yell, like, is there a fucking ghost in here? And then they're like, I got fucking cold. And that's basically the whole experience for an hour on TV.
And we wanted to change that. We wanted to go from a different direction because we don't want to be ghost hunters forever. We want to take care of the problem and move on.
Right. Brett, and we had, the thing is, we're partners. Everything happens between me and this guy. I love him. He's my other wife.
I'd marry him.
Yeah, I would. I would marry him if you were allowed to do that. But I already...
Yeah, make polygamy legal, people. Jesus Christ, let's pick up progressive.
Yeah. But we had, like, different ideas of what we wanted to do. And, like, I didn't tell Brett my idea because Brett, I mean, you got to hear what he wants to do.
Help the ghosts. I want to help them. If someone's wasting their life, especially their afterlife, which is a really long time, I want them to pull out of it. Stop being so mopey. You know, take flight and go somewhere for a time away so you can come back and do something different with your afterlife. I want to counsel them.
Go to Paris. Hey, you're a ghost. You can fly. Go to Paris. Leave that fucking field in rural Ohio and see the fucking world like you were never able to do.
It's great. It's the best solution for me because these are people that need help.
You think ghosts need help?
From what I can tell, they're always complaining. I'm there.
Right, yeah. I mean, what do you do when you counsel them, though? Like, is there some kind of a... like a thing that you're going to have for them to do once they're counseled? Is there going to be like a job program for them or anything?
Ghost butlers is what I want.
Yeah.
That's who I'm going to call. When you're laying in the bed and you don't want to move, who are you going to call?
Ghost butlers!
Exactly. That's what I want. People, I need these ghosts to work for me. If they're going to waste all their time, I can at least direct it in a better direction.
Get you a fucking cup of coffee. Get you fucking, you know, do all work the remote control. Fucking who knows, man? It's a whole world out there.
It's a jobs program for the recently deceased.
And here's the problem with ghost butlers that I can see. When I start to wrap my mind around it, they're going to fucking whine about everything. And that's the real problem with ghost butlers. You can't hire them. They are going to be the whiniest employee.
More coffee!
Carrying a tray of coffee into the room like, ugh. That's why I would make an incredible fucking ghost.
The most complaining person I know.
I've never been comfortable in my entire life.
You can carry that to your afterlife.
Right, yeah. So I'm gonna moan. I'll probably moan in somebody's fucking lazy boy and make them watch wrestling. He keeps turning the TV to Raw. What the fuck is this ghost?
This is why you need to be in my jobs program. You need something to do. You're seeing it my way.
Yeah. This thing's booked like shit.
You had a different idea for the ghost, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill him. I mean...
They are bothering people that we love. Never us. The ghosts aren't bothering us, but everybody we know and love that doesn't believe in ghosts.
Chicken shits. They're real fucking chicken shits. I'm going to kill them. I mean, one of the reasons I want to kill them is because money, okay? I'm going to kill all the ghosts, then I'm going to go on TV and take credit for killing all the ghosts. Then the money comes in.
They also might need a rehabilitation center that I would be happy to run.
That I would kill, yeah, and then we get them all in one place, and I kill them all, every last one of them. I'll bomb the building.
So you actually want to be the Ghostbuster, because they were totally genociding ghosts in that movie.
Yeah, me and the Ghostbusters, it's a lighthearted genocide. I'm killing things that are already fucking dead, but I'm killing all of them, just because they're ghosts.
We'll keep one for a pet.
No, I'm not keeping any fuck. That is such a fucking imperialist thing to say. I'm going to kill them all, but I'm going to keep one as a pet, just to keep me comfortable.
As a reminder, all the other ghosts.
Right.
Come.
Yeah, man. So, the thing is, like, we had to figure out a way to study ghosts. Well, like, how do you get into studying the paranormal? I don't know. There's no Craigslist ad to get you a job as a ghost hunter. There's no, other than them saying you gotta buy equipment, which is shit. Come on. Like, that's how you know it's a scam.
It's a stud finder. That's what the EMF reader is.
It really is a stud finder. The only thing we would have got out of one of those EV meters would be Brett and I in the woods pointing at each other and saying, got one.
Trying to give each other cancer in the balls. And so what really sparked this whole journey, before we get into the places we visited, was a little comment section on Kevin Sorbo's Facebook page.
Does anybody in here friends with Kevin Sorbo on Facebook? Not a single. You
wow.
Guys, go home.
Brought in Horizon.
Get out of your fucking comfort zone, man. Be friends with Heracles.
See the other side. See the other side.
Yeah, geez. So he posted a thing.
Posited a question.
Right, a meme. Hey, how is it okay for a team... How is it okay to have a law where you can't drink until you're 21, but you can buy a fucking Ouija board when you're 8 years old?
I'm wondering the same thing now. Now it's got me wondering. They're selling dark portals to the underworld to a kid?
Right, yeah. You can get a hold of demons. Now, all these parents are so okay with their kids getting a hold of angels. Which is like, they can pray all they want. But isn't that kind of the same thing as a Ouija board in a way? Like, you could really fuck up. Your kid can fuck up when they're praying. They could be like, now I lay me down to sleep. Hey, God, fuck you for what you did to me at school today. I pray the Lord.
That's trouble. Their eternal soul is gone because they got bullied once and God's love wasn't there. Because God's love is always silent. Demons are always ready to party, though.
Yeah, right. That's one of the things I learned is, like, God is passive, angels are passive. An angel has never pushed somebody out of the way of a fucking oncoming bus. But a demon is always there for me to be like, you feel bad? Let's get high, buddy. Let's make this shit happen. I love demons now that I think about it. It's almost safer to fuck with demons than it is with angels. Because, like I said, that kid says fuck you to God one time, hell.
He's got a whole bar full of people in hell waiting for him.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So we were like, what are we going to do with the... Let's try a Ouija board. Let's sit down. Let's talk to each other first about our Ouija board experiences. And the first thing we learned, it was like almost like one of those things where it's like one, two, three. I pushed it. Like both of us pushed it.
Yeah, I was totally. I mean, I was putting on a show. These people wanted to talk to demons. I knew shit wasn't happening. That's where I step in, spell out El Diablo to make it seem a little more real.
He thinks he thought Spanish was just code language back then. It's basically pig Latin, guys. El Diablo. Nobody will fucking know what this is.
Scared everybody at the sleepover.
I spelled Hitler because I'm just always trying to get the most evil person. Hey guys, seems like we found Hitler's ghost.
And then here comes the bullshit lying ass moms. They all tried to light him on fire, right? Everybody's mom took it and tried to light it on fire and the damn thing wouldn't burn.
How do you not know how to light a piece of paper on fire? It's the fucking craziest thing. Like, I've heard either it won't burn or I tried to throw it away and it kept showing back up at the house, which is fucking amazing, by the way. Like, whoever did that, fucking applause for them.
Keep buying them.
Yeah, keep doing it.
We need to buy a whole bunch of them and throw them in the Toys for Tot bin this year.
When Brett and I tried to do the Ouija board together, it wouldn't fucking move because we were both trying to push it at the same time. It's like neither one of us were able to get our good ghost joke out.
Stand still.
Yeah, well, you know, you can see the fucking veins in our arms trying to push.
And I don't know. I really am. I guess I have to think about it and the dangers of all of that stuff. But, you know, the Ouija board didn't live up to the hype. We burned the fuck out of a Ouija board.
Oh, my God. They light like that. Just like any other fucking piece of paper. Just like a Monopoly board. Which, incidentally, just imagine if they accidentally put Monopoly over a Ouija board.
Sometime. Oh, don't talk like that. This is like this is a Twilight Zone episode in the making, man. All the shit starts happening. You start losing. You go bankrupt. Find yourself in jail.
Yeah. If you fucking burn a Monopoly board, you get fucked by capitalism. I mean, basically like everything else you can do. We want to run like the idea I ended up with, though, in the end was like, let's test our relatives. And here's something I want everybody in this room to do if you have kids in your family. Buy them a Ouija board for Christmas. See how the parents react to that. It might be fun. It's worth doing. Buy all the kids in your family a Ouija board. I guarantee adult is going to melt down at your Christmas party.
Time to have some serious conversations in the bedroom, Brian.
Yeah.
You're the fun uncle, but this isn't fun. This is dangerous.
They'd be happier if we just bought them a carton of cigarettes.
Here's a butterfly knife.
It's fucking safer, man. Give them an eighth of weed. I don't fucking know.
So we decided to set out on four different locations, all in Ohio, the great state of Ohio. They got the best ghosts, best teams, best ghosts, best everything.
Fucking haunted Ohio, man. There's all kinds of books about this cottage industry. That a ghost did that to me right now for fucking making fun of him.
This is when the freaky shit starts happening.
But yeah, so I was like, I'm gonna go online, I'm gonna find a few places not in fucking Columbus, because how lazy would that have been if I would have just been like, oh, I found three haunted places down the street, I'm gonna go check them out and fucking go home.
The park near my weed guy's house is haunted.
I heard a weird noise over by the Kroger over there. Let's go fucking stand behind there.
So the first place we went to was a little place called Beaver Creek, Ohio. Anybody from Beaver Creek?
No, nobody's from fucking Beaver Creek. Not a single person is from Beaver Creek, okay?
This is the home of a guy named Jake. And this is a fellow that worked at a lock. Now, most of you don't know what a lock is because they stopped using them in the 19th century. Because
they're stupid as fucking hell.
No, they were perfect if you're trying to move some timber by boat.
Yeah, by boat in Ohio. Hey, we just fucking dig a hole and fucking run a boat through it.
So this lock is this giant gate that opens up so that cargo can be loaded on the side of the river, and then you unload it, and then you open the lock on the other side, they go through, and then they're on their way.
It's like saloon doors, like big fucking heavy saloon doors is what we want you to think about, that are just fucking swinging and shit. I think that's how it works. Neither one of us researched this. It could be a whole different thing.
And so Jake was there, and he was grab-assing at work. He was flirting with somebody. He falls right in the lock, gets cut in half.
Yeah. That's fucking brutal. He might have got cut in half, or he might have been just fucking slammed into a paste, if you think about how the way we're looking at this.
And so, as ghosts do, he comes back. He's like, well, somebody's got to do this lock, and I'm the guy for it. So he's been doing it ever since. He's there. He's working. He's stuck in that 9-to-5 grind still from the 1800s. He can't break free.
Yeah, so we wanted to drive out there and tell him, come on, you fucking idiot. There's nothing going on around here. You know, this lock isn't running. You're not needed. You probably weren't fucking needed in the first place. You're probably... So we go out there and we want to tell him, like... Or maybe organize a union. I don't know. I haven't decided what we were going to tell him because I honestly didn't have any faith we were going to see anything.
And when we pull up and it immediately we find out, and this is a theme... It's a state park, so there's government, it's government land. They have all the haunted places.
Yeah, so that's kind of suspicious, right, guys? Like, everywhere you go, there's like 100 fucking no trespassing signs, no pulling over on the side of the road, no doing anything. It's like, they know the ghosts are in here. They fucking know it. I know it. If you tell me the ghosts, the fact that the government is telling me that the ghosts aren't there, but they're there, makes me know that the ghosts are there. We were on to something.
They're liars.
But really, the place was haunted.
Yeah, we weren't prepared is what I'm going to say. I have to let everybody know this first time around, you won't believe it, but we didn't do any preparation at all. We didn't even have fucking music in the car.
No. We didn't even fucking have... directions, which is important, because I thought, you know, you'll just type Beaver Creek State Park into the map, and then when we got about halfway there, I started thinking, I'm like, I should look at where it's at in the park, because this park might be big. So
they don't let you know, though. No, everybody that's been to the location will not share where it's at.
They don't want you to know they're lying either. They're like, oh, I went to this place and got fucking haunted. Here's the directions. Drive up a hill and then around the corner and you're there.
So we did have a paranormal experience at this one. And it was me wanting to kill Brian because he thought every light on the side of the road was a cop.
There were at least... Now, he's acting like I'm fucking crazy. There were at least 15 cops back there.
There aren't even 15 cops in that district.
15 to 20 cops I at least saw back there. And it was scary, man.
There was one park ranger.
That's a cop. That he's nature's cop.
He's going to put you in jungle jail with the bamboo?
Yeah. He's going to throw me in a fucking cage with a deer or something like that. Whatever they do. I don't know what rangers do. They wear a badge, so they fucking scare me, okay?
Yeah, but surprisingly, so we're at this abandoned house, this haunted house where Jake wastes his days, and there are cars just flying past at 1 in the morning. I have no idea what was going on.
Cops were fucking swarming around us. There was like 30 cops there.
It wasn't. There was like, it was lights. You were fucking terrified.
And you were mad.
Of course I was mad. We drove all the way fucking there to see these things.
I know. I can't believe the attitude you had while we were there. He got such dark feelings when we were there.
Here's what Brian said. The first time I said, you're not going to bitch out on this. He says, I can't change how I feel, man. What am I supposed to say to that? I'm an abuser and a gaslighter if I go after him.
You need to respect me and these cops. That was the thing. So, you know, he's mad.
Angry, pissed. I wanted to stab you.
Grinding its fucking teeth all the way home. Like, I'm so mad at you. Turn on some fucking music. Oh, I'm haunted by the fact that my daughter is using Spotify and I'm too cheap to buy the second radio experience.
You don't have the family package.
No, I don't. I don't have $14 a month, buddy.
All right.
So I think, you know, we go out there, and I'm going to have to just say this right now. Ghosts, one, And then Brett got haunted, of course, when we went out there. That was what those dark feelings is.
I had the typical reality TV ghost experience where I wanted to kill my friend.
Brett Payne tried to hurt my feelings. So
I was weakened.
Because we're a team, you know, it's his fault that we lost, but we both took the loss. This is more him.
You started it. Right. You started down that path. So I was just reacting to the situation, looking out for you. But it's fine. We had three other locations. Not a problem.
Yeah. So the next place that we decided to look at was a little place called Staley Road. Now, the reason we picked Staley Road was because I wanted a ghost that I could kill and not feel bad about myself. Okay?
This was badass. This was the Splatterhouse villain. This was like a Jason ripoff.
I mean, killing Jake at Jake's Lock was going to be kind of tragic, you know what I mean? I was going to have to fucking, like, put a pillow over his face, and I would probably have a single tear coming down my eye while I was murdering him.
Staley Road is scary. They have a bloody barn where a guy butchered some kids. How many kids was it?
Somewhere between 2 and 13.
That seems accurate. That seems accurate.
They were lax on keeping statistics back then. Well, somewhere in there, fucking, you know, all we know is that kids would go into this barn and not come out of this barn.
And Staley Road is also to the home of anarchists, I wish.
Yeah, no shit, we'd have been really comfortable there.
Satanists, a covenant of Satanists that hang out in a field.
Yeah, and we're fine with Satanists. Anybody that's listening to the show knows that we would join a cult in a second. But these are the kind of Satanists that you don't want to hang out with because they murdered a child in a ritual, whatever Satanists do. And those aren't, disavow those Satanists. They are not on our side, okay?
Those aren't the Satanists we know.
No. No, they're not like the I listen to King Diamond and like to fucking do cocaine Satanists.
They weren't hedonists. No. They're the kind that need help.
Yeah, we should check them in.
So I do have to say, we did find a bloody barn there. It is only $3 to get in from 9 to midnight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And I'm in love with the person that did that, right? Like, we went to the first haunted place, and it was like, don't go anywhere near here. There's cops everywhere, the fucking park ranger, all of the above. But at this place, this guy was like, look, I live where the fucking bloody barn is. I'll just tell him it's here and charge him $3 to get in. That's some carny shit. He's making Christmas money.
Yeah, he's got his Christmas presents paid for. He's not on layaway at all.
Yeah, I want to hug that man.
But unfortunately, like the first one, there was a haunting on this occasion as well.
Well, now that's pushing it a little far. What actually happened was, we were driving, and we got up to Staley Road, and I was a little fucking nauseous. What do you want me to say? I got a little motion sickness in the car.
Yeah, you didn't say anything. I'm going, click, 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 click. Here it is, dude. Staley Road. And I look up, and I see 9 inches of your ass crack, and you're going, aah! And you get back in and say, no, I'm okay, I'm fine. Let's do this, man.
I was motion sick. Look, I'm 37 years old, okay? I didn't know that I got motion sickness, but apparently I do, and I lost my lunch right before we turned on the road. That's fucking crazy, right? That's a little scary.
That you've been doing too much dad driving. You're the designated driver. You can let over control. I'm driving this time, and you lost your lunch over.
Right, and one thing that Brett didn't bring up either is, you know, on the way to Staley Road, probably saw 40 to 45 cops somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, I heard about all 40 of them. I remember each time.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the cops drove motorcycles. Some of them would knock one of the lights in their car just to make it look like a pediddle.
Not one.
To pull us up. There were Jeeps, Toyota Celicas, any kind of cop you could possibly think of is driving around back here in Dayton. I'm fucking terrified and I'm throwing up, you know?
And you were drained of energy, and then you had me on edge once again about the cops.
Yeah. So we get there, and once we actually get on the road, once I fucking wipe the puke from my face, which, by the way, not a fucking drip on his car. That is professional.
I didn't have to clean up anything. He got like all the way out and shot it over the side. It probably went right in the gutter, man.
I know how to puke.
I'll give you that badge.
I mean, I puked in Philly, too, if you'll remember. If anybody knows the Philly story, I also puked at the subway station there. So I'm fucking great at it. You'll never have to clean my puke up. That's a promise I can make to each and every one of you.
So we get to Staley Road, and it looks like the nicest community that I would ever want to live in.
Yeah, there's decks and shit. I mean, it's
like double-decker decks.
It's the most residential haunted place I've ever seen. And like, the only way that you could be scared is if all those houses have, like, vampires and Frankensteins and shit in them.
It's a werewolf neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But they're doing very well for themselves.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger's and Jason's apparently got a fucking nice nest egg.
Yeah, there wasn't much of anything at all. We heard that the trees blackened out the streets, and we didn't see that. It was a lot of light pollution again.
Fucking light pollution. That's what gets rid of these ghosts, guys. They fucking put lights up around the ghosts. Like, fuck that.
Progress, man. Urban sprawl got rid of the Staley Road ghosts.
Right. That's why, yeah. It's sad, right? So we go out. This is our second location. And you know what, man? Let's take a tally of what happened. No ghosts, and one of us got haunted. Doesn't matter.
No, you were totally haunted.
No, I mean, well, yeah.
I said that's the road, and as soon as you saw it, you were stricken with fear and threw up.
Yeah, one of us got haunted. Let's just move on. It wasn't anybody's fault that second time. Who was going to know?
It was your fault because you can't let go of control.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, guys. So, it was just one of us, okay? So, the next place that we needed to look at was a place that, unfortunately, I have to say, we went during the day because...
It's a very dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah, it's not a nice neighborhood. This is our urban ghost, guys. And the only urban ghost I can really think of is Candyman, right? That's the only thing that happened in a city.
Yeah.
Jason went to Manhattan, of course. We all remember that. But
punch that dude's head off.
This is the best, man. So we went to a Confederate cemetery off of Sullivan Avenue for the people that live here behind a Massey's Pizza. There was a Confederate cemetery behind a Massey's.
Yeah, and it feels like we were going to get robbed. I thought we were going to get robbed the whole time. It's probably where most of the child trafficking happens in the city is over there.
So if, you know, here's the thing. There were approximately, oh man, I'm going to say 50 to 60 cops.
And he's right about this. It was a bad neighborhood, so there were a lot of cops there.
But they were probably protecting us more than harassing us at this point.
They were looking to be our ghost butler.
Yeah. Yeah, so
this ghost is a woman that goes to weep for the Confederate soldiers.
That is.
Can I get some booze, people? Come on. Nazi. Where's my anti-slave people at?
Yeah, boo the Confederates,
man. Read Bell Hooks or something.
Yeah. And that's what we were looking at. That's actually what we wanted to do. I mean, we've made some strides in ideology, you know, in these days. Intersectionality, all that stuff. And we just were kind of like, hey, what, you know, why are you crying for these Confederate soldiers, man? They were trying to keep slaves.
Yeah, do something else. Find something else. There's plenty of other things to do with your afterlife. Once again, this is me. I wanted to help find her something better to do.
She was one I wasn't going to feel bad about either, you know?
I thought that we could just show her some pictures on the internet that would do the trick.
Yeah, we'll stand on one of the graves that she weeps over and hold a YouTube video up of like an Edward Said speech or something. She's just mad. Out. She's like, oh, they were so white.
Those boys were so white.
This is so much white pride in my heart.
Death to white pride tonight.
Yeah.
So we weren't able to dispatch that one either.
No, I didn't get to kill it. It didn't show up. I mean, it's during the day. You guys can, fault us for being half-assed. Okay, yeah. That one was half-assed. But that one was weird. And now we come to the main event. The final place out of the four places that we went. The place that inspired this whole fucking thing. And it's a place in Ohio. And I'm going to let Brent have the joy of telling you the city.
It's Helltown, Ohio.
What out of fucking place, guys. That is the name that's perfect for a heavy metal album or any of that stuff. I would fucking move to Helltown, Ohio if they wrote it on the map.
It does not exist. They're missing out. They need to get that guy from the Bloody Barn.
Right. They called it Boston, Ohio, which is kind of hell, you know? But from what I hear, living in Ohio and seeing them, that seems like a hell place.
So it's Boston Township, now Helltown, because there is a lot of stuff going on there. But its claim to fame was in the 70s, the government decided that they were going to, set aside land for a wildlife refuge. So they took all these people, they said, you know, this forest, all this is protected, and we're going to expand all of this, and you have to leave.
So they really haunted this town with the most powerful ghostly power, eminent domain.
Yeah, and bullshit that the government was trying to expand any sort of forest land.
Yeah, that's such weird.
Who's getting paid on that?
That's like some past, that is some weird pastime shit where it's like the president was like, hey, we should just fucking put aside some forest so people can live. And they would pick a place where people already live, too. You can't block off a place where nobody lives. They're fucking trying to build a pipeline through a place right now that's a sacred ground.
And so what they did in typical government fashion is they dropped the project a year later. Too much money, they're looking at, they're like, we fucked this thing up so bad, if we walk away, we all save money.
That's the government I know. Though that is, I couldn't believe that the government would put aside a forest, which still, that's so weird that they were going to bulldoze houses to make a forest. But that they would give up on it and just leave the houses and just fucking do nothing with it, that is government-y.
And this odd occurrence created some interesting stories on what exactly happened.
Right. So the main thrust of any theories about Helltown revolves around toxic waste, which is the government was out there fucking with toxic waste, and they toxic wasted the town, and they had to get the people out of there. So they just hung
beakers. The people, the shaking beakers. The guys, the scientists, just look at each other like, "Fucking leave now."
Yeah. Go. It's gonna be a good idea for you to get out of town, sir.
Yeah. So, so toxic waste spilled everywhere. They kick everyone out. I mean, yeah. That sounds also like something that could happen.
Yeah.
But
well, there's one other thing. They accidentally spilled it on a python. And I don't know how a python got there. Maybe that's why they were putting it aside as like a natural reserve. It's like, this is a fucking forest where a python showed up. It's great.
And then someone took some toxic waste and it was like, oh! And the snake grew to be gigantic.
Like so a kaiju.
Yeah, a kaiju.
Kaiju snake.
Kaiju snake took over the city. The government is like, we're just going to put up no trespassing signs and forget this ever happened.
Yeah. So that's weird, though, right? Like, our government didn't take a chance to kill something.
They have so many things to kill with.
It seems like we could do a community project to build social cohesion with something like that. Like, hey, guys, go out and try and kill the damn snake. People could come out with their different homemade weapons and just start stabbing at that fucking thing.
Cut yourself off a steak. It's like $30 a pound, a giant eagle.
Yeah. I mean, we could get some real culinary treats with that much python steak.
Oh, I want to shoot a fucking mutated snake with a bazooka. So fucking bad right now.
I mean, I would just stab the shit out of that thing. I'd be the guy that just shows up every day with a different stabby thing and just be like,
steak knife?
Well, that's not. Yeah, I'll just cut a piece off of them. Yeah. Make some fucking boots out of it. Imagine the amount of boots you could get out of a giant python.
One thing we did find there in Helltown is it's where they make all the chemtrails, definitely. There were so many piles of things that we didn't know what they were, but we figured out they were chemtrails by the end of it.
Well, that was the fucking freaky thing about Helltown, and it's just the same as all the rest of them. Number one, 80 to 90, maybe 110 cops around Helltown. You couldn't park anywhere. There were fucking, you couldn't see for all the cops around there.
Okay, I'll give you this one. We go to one of the centers of Helltown. Helltown is a whole like haunted adventure if you ever want to go try and do it. And there's a church called the Mother of Sorrow Church, which has three upside down crosses in the architecture. Totally fucking rocks. It's so badass. Like I was out there metal hands, air guitar and everything. It's catty corner to a cop. headquarters.
A fucking police station. That's scary. That is the kind of thing that'll freak you out a little bit.
Yeah, you're standing out there, you don't know where you're at, and the cops are watching you.
Yeah. And like, we got to this church and it was like, I really wanted to see something out of the cover of like a King Diamond album or something like that. Like, I was really excited to see this Mother of Sorrows Church, which is a terrifying name, too.
So good. I mean, it would be the beginning of a new Satanism if they just grabbed onto it and ran with the initiative.
And everything's so fucking cool when you hear about it, but it turns out it's still running. This Mother of Sorrows Church is still a church. There were lights on the outside. It was landscaped.
It's a boring-ass old grandma church, just like the rest of them.
It could have been a fucking cool church. Just imagine, like, they could serve Red Pop in there. It's like the body of Satan.
Have everybody paint their face up white and black every Sunday.
This is a real fucking chance for the satanic community to steal some customers from the church.
You're telling me I'm trying to run this comedy thing. I'd love to head up this Church of Satan, but I don't have the time.
So if anybody knows anybody from Mother of Sorrows Church, Brett and I will take over and book it like a satanic church.
The other thing we found out, like we said with Beaver Creek, is a lot of people have been haunted in Helltown, but they won't share where it's at.
So we really kind of drove around aimlessly quite a bit. You know, it was like, you'd look around, you'd be like, it's kind of fucking weird, you know? It's a field. It's all fields. All this ghost shit is fields. There's nothing near. No restaurants. Well, there's lights everywhere. There's cops all over the place.
I think because the scariest thing is being alone by yourself, right? Is that what it boils down to?
Maybe, yeah.
It just takes over, you're in the middle of this field in the dark, and you're like, I'm about to get my head taken off by a ghost.
Yeah, and we're such buds that, like, there's no way a ghost is going to destroy us. We have the power of friendship.
It's very thin, I found out, when there's a haunting involved.
Yeah. But it worked. We made it out of it. We're standing right now.
He says, oh, there's this haunted bus, you know, all these kids died on it, and it's totally rad, you know, teeming with ghosts. And we're walking there, and I'm like, I'm going to look this shit up on my phone. It got removed in 2011.
Okay.
Same with all the houses filled with Pete. Like, there were these rad-ass abandoned houses with, like, folded laundry and a complete setup. They got rid of it.
Why did they leave their laundry folded before they moved? Like,
that's what the fucking giant snake was coming, so you run. You don't walk.
That's what makes me think. I wish some of these places would lean in to this haunting stuff. They, like, want to keep us all away from their place. If I fucking ran Helltown, well, I mean, if I was the mayor of Helltown, I would change the name of the damn place to Helltown, and I would just lean into it and leave the houses.
Yeah, I would love it. I mean, I think I would love to live in a haunted city. You could open a hearse dealership and make a killing.
What a fucking bunch of cowards, though, right? Boston Township, if you think about it, there's a big giant python, and they're all like, we're just going to move. Like, fuck it, just put up some no trespassing signs. Just don't let anybody in there. They'll never cross the line.
And so, I mean, as you can tell, our haunted adventures didn't turn out very well. We didn't get to strangle a ghost or counsel a ghost.
And I felt so much stress anyway about the school bus. Like, he said the school bus is gone. I was kind of worried we were going to come up on the school bus because the school bus would have had a child ghost in it. Now, who's going to kill a kid, you know?
That's tough.
That makes me feel bad just thinking about killing a child ghost. So what? I started working it out in my head, and I was like, just, you know, Brett can hire him. We'll have some child labor. You know, that's less controversial than killing kids. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'll run like a kinder care for ghosts.
That's how we get our iPhones. You know what I mean?
You want to make the Ghostbusters children now.
Yeah, some of the Ghost Butlers are going to have to be children, guys. Baby ghosts.
So, I mean, for me, I guess my final tally after thinking about ghosts for a few minutes each day for 1 month, all month of October, I have to say that the government is hiding all the fucking ghosts, y'all. I mean, that just is what it is. Everywhere we went, they were bullying us out of there with cops and jungle cops and anybody that they could to scare us out.
Yeah, so that's how we know that there is a such thing as ghosts, guys. The fact is, the cops wouldn't guard these places if there weren't ghosts. So I guess, like, in the end, really, I still don't believe because I didn't see one, which means there is no God.
I didn't see a ghost. I was hoping to. I really wanted to get abducted because that has to be like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah. It's don't fucking start spreading that out there. And like we'll see on the news, like kids are trying to get possessed by ghosts. They call it ghost drugs. They call it getting booed.
Candace was ghosting all weekend long. She didn't wake up on Monday morning.
You know you get dizzy when you get possessed. I mean, obviously, I fucking threw up.
You got all of your energy sucked out of you.
You got mad and haunted. You were just mad as hell, red and fucking angry. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was a little too much. It felt like two cooked meth.
Yeah, you were haunted by your fucking bad upbringing.
That's true. I was raised like a pit bull. Yeah, so I was going to tough love you into going and fighting those goddamn ghosts.
Yeah, but I have that whole, like, you know, it's like, check your privilege, dude. I'm trying to fucking, you know, I'm nervous about all these cops.
And I can't say anything.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, we came out of this thing atheists.
We know, actually, you know what was funny? I'm sorry, I have to say, what was funny about the cop thing is that I imagine you thought that you still had Frosted Tips hair and kickwear jeans on and like an Etnies t-shirt with a wallet chain and your cop's going to come throw you in jail for the night.
Yeah, that's how I used to get treated by the police, and that's like my inner self. Like, you look at me now and you see this. On the inside, I am a young man with like eyebrow piercings and giant fucking pants on and like an ICP t-shirt, you know? I'm going to get fucking pulled over and searched, and they're going to find an entire gram of marijuana in the car.
Two little pinner joints that we had.
By the way, we can't even go ghost hunting without joints. It's like, fuck.
It helps. It turned on a little bit of my receptors, I think.
Right, yeah, he was burning it like sage when we got there. Like, come and fucking get me, ghost.
It helped with the dark energy. It lightened it up a little bit.
It's the only, the marijuana was the only thing that kept you from killing me, right?
That's always kept me from becoming a psychopath.
I can't believe you got so haunted, man. That was like that first thing. Like
to recap. You started it. You started the damn haunting. I had to react.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to recap, you know, Brett got haunted, and then the second time somebody else got haunted, and then the third time we won. I mean, the fucking, like, in the end, we were 2-for-4, 50%. That's a .500 batting average. Very respectable in baseball, I think.
But now we're still undecided, though. So we brought along an expert that you all may know from the Chapo Trap House podcast. Online, his name is Kush Bomb. In real life, his name is Matt. And I know you've seen some ghosts before.
No.
Oh, come on.
I've never seen a ghost, sorry.
Have you hunted a ghost?
Sorry to waste your time.
Have you hunted one?
No, I've never hunted. I've gone to some haunted locations before.
You didn't consider it ghost hunting when you went and did it?
Well, I mean, like, for example, I went to, what the fuck is it called? Waverly Hills Sanitarium in Louisville. I don't know if anyone's been there. It's this tuberculosis sanitarium where thousands and thousands of people died in the 30s, and now it's a big abandoned space. But the thing is that it's a fucking ride. Like, you pay $25 or something, and there's like a gift shop with videos that you can buy, and little Draculas and zombies, and every single person in line is like the same husky, like amateur ghost hunter with like the t-shirt with like Freddy on it, or like, you know, paranormal investigation team. You know, one of them even had a car that had that labeled on the back. Like,
I was going to say, how many zombie hunter jeeps are out there?
No, I didn't see the zombie hunter jeep, but there was somebody with a legitimate, like, paranormal investigation unit.
That's our credentials. That's right, how they're able to get in.
But so, like, it's just, it was a space of commerce, not of the supernatural.
No spirits in there. No.
I could definitely see it being scary at night, especially. We were there during the day. And like, there's a space in the very top of the third floor. There's a spot where a nurse had hanged herself during the night and wasn't found until the morning.
That would suck to be a ghost and just be hanging the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there were all these weird rumors. Like, one of them was that there were two rumors. One is that she had had an affair with a doctor who spurned her, and then she killed herself. And the other one was that she got pregnant by this doctor, and then he performed illegal abortion on her and she died, and then he disposed of her by like faking her death
That's so rad, man. Yeah. See, that ghost tours are so... They're not going to go away because the ghost tours are fucking rad.
Yeah, but the thing is, we were there, and
they're country music.
I mean, it was raining, and so it was overcast. So it's not like it was really light, but it was still... There was enough light that it just didn't really feel scary. And there's, like, you're milling around with a bunch of yahoos and rubes, you know, like fucking giant, like, two-liter Mountain Dew bottles. It's really hard to feel like you're going to be...
Prison.
Yeah, you're not going to feel, like, in the presence of demonic forces. Although I can totally see how there are things in that place, like there's a morgue room with like the fucking racks that come out.
Tight.
There's a corpse slide that was used to like send thousands of bodies out. Over the
Do you get to go down it?
No, you walk past it.
I want to rent it.
You don't get to go.
Those.
Well, they do overnight things, and they're still supervised and stuff. But from what I saw, I think it'd be pretty creepy. But you know, it would just be scary. There'd be no ghosts. Ghosts aren't a thing.
What? What?
I'm sorry.
30 days we went looking for, but
exactly.
I understand we
and
didn't
you
see it.
You didn't find shit. Just like, how many
hundreds? I want to, though. I want to.
How many hundreds of hours of cable television are there, guys, in haunted areas with, you know, authentic paranormal investigators with all of this equipment going, what is that? What was that? What was that? And it's a 500 hours of them saying that to nothing. I think that's pretty strong evidence that ghosts aren't real. But I do have a question, a technical question. Let's assume that ghosts are real. How were you going to kill one of them?
I couldn't. I didn't. I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And, like, had I come in contact with one, that may have become a sticky situation because I never really came up with an idea.
There's no canon way to kill a ghost. There's no agreed upon. They're like the one creature that doesn't have, like, a literal silver bullet type thing.
What's the American way to just be like, I don't fucking understand this. I'm going to have to kill it, you know?
Well, I mean, there was my very favorite reality show ever was, I don't know how many episodes they showed. And it was on an absurdly niche cable network, way up in the high numbers on the cable package. It was like American Heritage Channel or something like that. You know, it's like reruns of the Sarah Palin Show and then this. Because I know you guys have seen Finding Bigfoot, right? Animal Planet, an amazing show. Bobo and Matt Moneymaker and all those yahoos.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, so that's where they're just trying to find a Bigfoot. The show that was on, like, American, you know, Huntage, you know, whatever it was, you know, Arbeit Macht Frei Network. The show is called Killing Bigfoot.
Oh, that's him.
And it was all of these, retired cops and veterans in Texas kidding out, and they're like, it's an hour-long show, half the show was them, like, loading the guns and target practice, while a voiceover is like interviewing them, and they're like, I know I could kill Bigfoot.
I got a hair trigger.
If I saw one of them Bigfoots, I would do what had needed to be done. And then the second half is them just wandering with guns, probably drunk in the East Texas, you know, forest. Nobody died, unfortunately. But
I did learn about the Bigfoot Mall, which is you have to spend about 200 hours looking for the Bigfoot in order to get an interaction.
Yeah. But, and these guys are definitely going to get it by going out with guns, going, get the fuck over here, Bigfoot, I'm going to fucking kill you. You're fucking dead. I'm going to fucking hollow your shoes and turn them into slippers.
How weird is it? Like, do you guys think that there's people in, like, Loch Ness that are wanting to kill the Loch Ness monster?
It wouldn't be hard, just death charge the whole fucking thing. Some brave billionaire was like, World War II munitions needs to get his act together and kill a fucking plesiosaur for us so we can all see it. But so the best part of the show is the interviews with these guys where they justify their desire to fucking kill these things. And that's part of it is, because there's an argument in the cryptozoological community about what to do about that. And there is a faction of cryptozoologists that say, look, we're never going to get proof until we have a body. No one's going to believe any degree of evidence until there's a body on a slab. And so they say, I'm sorry, it's horrible, but we got to kill one. So these guys, like, that's one argument, but they don't really make that argument. Instead, what they do is it was very much a sort of a dark allegory for the post 9/11 American political landscape. You had these guys going, you know, the Bigfoots, they go into people's yards, they scare folks, and, you know, there's no record of them hurting anybody, but if it could happen, we have to be ready to stop it. So, like, they're operating on the 1% doctrine. If there's a 1% chance that a Bigfoot might hurt a person in the future, then you have to fucking kill them all. And so they're, like, traipsing through the woods just dying to fucking shoot. And they're, like, and every episode ends with, like, oh, somebody takes a shot. They see something that's like, oh, and then there's a commercial break, and they come back, and it's just like, oh, it was a log. Yeah,
so you're actually familiar with Brian.
I am. That is
that's
like,
what but, Brian but, was
the
doing
thing is, though, said, as silly as these people's flimsy justifications for wanting to murder a rare fucking ape is, the fact is that if they had found a Bigfoot, they had the equipment to kill one. They could have just shot him with one of their high-powered rifles. But how, I ask again, do you kill a ghost?
Matt, you have been to a few conventions with me. We went to meet John Taffer, of course, and we also went to the Democratic National Convention, and you know that I never know what I'm doing until I get to where I'm going, okay? I smoked some weed. I figured Jake from Jake's Lock was just going to come out, and I was just going to, like, or something. Like, if you throw a punch
and really mean it,
and it, maybe, yeah, I like that. If you feel the killer spirit in your heart strongly enough, you can kill that fucking thing, you know what I mean? And then I'll just drag that ghost body, because you're right, that's the thing I like about Bigfoot killers, is that they're like, I want to convince you of this, and a picture just will not suffice. You need to fucking murder this thing. Shoot
it
right
in the face. If we had a ghost in a jar to unleash on all of you right now, it would be like the better way to end the show.
I'd break the jar, though. I would have broke the jar and stomped on it to see if I could get it.
Well, that was, I mean, at least like the Ghostbusters, they went through the trouble of like devising a weapon.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't you have like done some rudimentary, you know, attempts at creating a ghost-busting weapon, something with magnets or electricity or something?
That might have been something.
Or like
that,
a magic wand. Maybe a magic wand.
If I was
just
a scientist.
Load some spells into a magic wand. That might have done the job.
Yeah, incantations, I think, is the best way to kill a ghost, from what I know.
Yeah, I mean, we brought Adam with us to one of the places out there, and he has all kinds of demon books and shit. I was thinking about reading one of those things.
That might do it.
We said last
night. I think stuff like incantations has a better chance than punching them.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the only thing I know. That's how I was raised. I did. I really did. When we get, like, you'll see this on a video. Everybody who came in here gets the video of this for free. But I did walk up to a door and go like this. Come out of here, you son of a bitch! It was slamming on it. Didn't come out. The damn thing.
Too wise for that.
Then four cops drove by right after I did that.
None cops.
But yeah, man, and that's something we've been fighting with on Street Fight a lot. It's like, I don't believe in Bigfoot, I don't believe in ghosts, but truthfully, I've never been anywhere where a Bigfoot was supposed to be. So how would I have ever seen a Bigfoot? You know, I've lived within a mile of a fucking mall my entire life.
Well, you gotta figure, though, it would just make sense that with human encroachment on forest environments in the United States.
Oh, no. There was this place called Helltown, Ohio, where they actually expanded the forest.
Yeah. That makes you believe, then, because, you know, all these forest fires in California, where the Patterson video was first made, and Colorado and stuff, all prime Bigfoot states, you got a bunch of people moving into the underbrush by these. We should see more fucking Bigfoot sightings. There needs to be, if it's true, if they're living in the woods, then in the last, like, 10, 20 years, there should be an explosion of Bigfoot sightings.
Can I just help you real quick? I've had this explained to me, so you guys don't worry. This is all going to work out for us. The reason that the government and all the scientists deny that there's a Bigfoot is a very capitalist reason. It's because if you, out in the forest behind your house, you go find a Bigfoot, then it becomes an endangered species area and you can't build anything on it. So they're just like, no, you didn't see a fucking Bigfoot, it was a guy in a suit.
So what, is there like some sort of slush fund where they dispense hush money to people who see Bigfoots?
No. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, the only people that see them are the people that are out there near Bigfoots, and they're all hillbillies. Nobody's going to believe them anyway. It's the same thing with the alien abductees.
Now you've got all these like big fancy houses getting built in the woods. People are going to believe these folks.
Yeah, Staley Road, man. They definitely, they're kicking the monsters and the Bigfoots all the way out.
Gentrify the monsters out.
Gentrify the monsters. So I think that covers everything. Thank you for everybody that came out. I did get Helltown Python stickers printed up, but they're not here. So if you get at me, streetfireradio@gmail.com with your address, I'll send them out to you. Or after the show, you can give it to me.
And if anybody has any questions or anything, man, I think all three of us would be excited to answer some questions. Or anybody out there got anything? Jesus, you bunch of fucking cowards.
Right here, Zoopsles from Twitter, Zupzles.
Yo, quick thing. Not a question, but a comment about the bus. I have seen the fucking bus.
Okay, the bus is there. The dead kids are there.
I have seen that haunted bus.
The haunted bus is confirmed. So now we're back at square one. I think ghosts exist. I'm a Christian now. That's what I found out is that now that I am not able to, just because I won't give up ghosts, like, I'm so agnostic about it, I don't want to give them up, which is like, I have to go the other direction then. I got to get in the church quick.
Yeah, Brett is the type of, he's never going to get, Brett won't give up on ghosts. Obviously, I will never think of ghosts again after tonight.
I believe in a God that chose me to become a very famous performer that everybody would listen to and follow and give all their money over. So, like, I mean, that's the God I believe in.
You know, I mean, I've always wanted to believe in ghosts, obviously, because some sort of afterlife or supernatural realm, certainly better than grim materialism. But I was like, yeah, I'd love to see a ghost. But then if I'm ever in a situation that feels kind of ghosty, I'm like, I really, really do not want to see a ghost.
I want to be dead. Please make me dead. Please make me dead.
I remember I was in Scotland in college, and they put us in, like, this hostel. It was a castle, and you know the guy tells the story. The Black Watchman is walking, and you people see him when he's walking in the hallways. And if he turns his back to you, then you'll die.
And I
just sitting, you know, in the main room by the TV, going, ah, that's cool. I would rather not have proof of transcendent reality today. Thank you.
I don't know. Brett's from Reynoldsburg, so obviously he probably... Did you have, like, a Bloody Mary type thing?
Yeah, it was just Bloody Mary. Yeah.
It was regular old stuff.
Regular old Bloody Mary, yeah.
Anybody ever seen Bloody Mary out there?
Fuck yeah.
This dude, he's seeing things. He's our new clairvoyant expert on Street Fight.
What's up, man? You got a question?
I just want to ask this because I used to live down in Savannah, Georgia, a really haunted city there. But I knew a guy down there who used to do these, like, graveyard tours, ghost tours and everything. But after the tour, he talked with us one time, and he was talking about trying to find the center. He said he knew the center of haunting from Savannah, where it was all coming from, this, like, Indian burial ground or something. He wanted to, like, go out there one night and, like, drive, like, I don't know, a silver spike through it or some shit. But my question is, this guy... derives his entire livelihood from doing these ghost tours. What happens when he kills all the ghosts then? Like, what happens if he stops the haunting? Like, he's kind of working...
He collects the reward.
Right, yeah.
You get a ghost bounty. Yeah. You get endless
more than enough to live comfortably with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, ghost bounty.
Yeah, the government has a giant... Yeah, it has a giant bounty for killing all the ghosts.
Same as, like, Bin Laden.
You can apply for it. You can apply for it on the dark web.
Free haircuts all through town after you kill all the ghosts.
And let me just
all the Arby's you could ever want.
Free super size.
I'm sorry, that's as good as you can do, Arby's. That's what you get.
And let me just say, if you kill the ghost of Osama bin Laden, you get $50 million. I know it's only 25 for the first for killing him, but killing a ghost is harder, really, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, we still don't know how the hell you do it.
All right, we got another question out there.
Yeah, since you said demons are ready to party, is that the next Street Fight adventure to find demons to party with?
Come back October 2017. We're going to just totally get on the Ouija board, call up all the best demons we can get, and have the best fucking party in this place. You won't have to listen to us at all.
When I fucking leave this stage, I'm going to walk across the street and my demons are going to get me high. So the demons are going to be here.
After this, we got a lot of demons. If you want to go hang out and everything, I think we'll end up somewhere. We had another question right here.
Yeah, through this process, had you ever considered that maybe you're dealing with like a Sixth Sense type of ghost and one of you has been dead this entire time?
Yeah, Brett, remember... I'll kill him. I will kill him if I have to. Okay? Don't anybody in this room worry. I mean, remember when he got haunted, guys? When we went to that one place?
Self-defense.
Yeah, I remember when I had to get you to fucking act like you're a grown man. Standing in the woods, you were like cowering your boots about that fucking park.
So sort of a Fred and Shaggy situation. You needed an ascot.
Yes.
And Brian, you didn't know need anything. You're perfect fucking Shaggy.
I do. I do carry a very Shaggy vibe. If I was just thinner. And I used to be, so...
So thank you. Oh, we got another one here.
Quick one. You think you didn't see any ghosts because you went together? Maybe you should go separately.
Ooh. We don't do anything separately, guys. This is my sweetie pie.
That was fucking suck. Yeah. That was so bad.
Are you trying to get me to do something without Brett? Ugh. I can't take him on dates with my wife.
Yeah, I'm dying on the inside. I need you to give me the life. I might be that sixth sense ghost, now that you say it.
Neither one of us like wants to spend a second thinking about our own lives. We just do that together. Okay?
So, if that's everything, we are done. Thank you.
Oh, we got another question?
Sorry. Real quick. I know I mentioned this before to you guys, but did you consider that perhaps the real demons were the police?
Yes, they are my demons. They
That's
are.
What we found out. For the most part, the police are the scariest fucking thing out there. Way more scary than ghosts. That's why we promote busting up the police and forgetting about the ghost shit.
Yeah, prison abolition, you know?
Yeah, fight the police, not ghosts. That's a waste of fucking time. It doesn't help anybody.
I mean, not necessarily a waste of time. We just stood up here and talked about it for 1 hour and wasted all of your time.
And thank you for being here. We plan to do many more of these. Check us out. We're on Street Fight. I know we had a few people that came in from outside. So streetfightradio.com is the place to find us. And let's go get fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Buy a Ouija board for your little nephews this year.
Mr. Ouija, I want to know my future.
Well, I got a murder, a bloody murder. Come again.
Dear Mr. Ouija, I want to know my future.
Well, I got a murder, a bloody murder. Come again, murder, 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 murder,